Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is a murder mystery called State of Play, starring Russell Crowe. He's a relentless reporter, darn determined to figure out who killed the assistant to a congressman, played by Ben Affleck, and discovers it might cost him his own life to find out the truth.
The thesis that we are pursuing involves a certain company that Congressman Collins is investigating.
She had access to everything we were doing, and I believe they killed her for it.
This is a full-blown conspiracy.
You gotta protect yourself, man.
You cannot connect anything back to me.
You know Russell Crowe, he always rocks at the parts that he plays, and I especially like it when he plays high drama parts with lots of emotional conflict and whatnot. And who does not like a good whodunit movie? That is, of course, so they don't make it so complicated that you can't ever possibly figure out what's been going on, even after the movie's over. And of course, throw in a corrupt political spin and you must have a winner, right? Well, actually, I have no idea, because they didn't show us this movie. Why? Well, it could be the obvious, you know, that the movie's just really horrible, or it could be that they just didn't want us to become mentally scarred by being blown away by the most imaginative and most awesomest movie ever. Well, I'll leave it up to you to decide, but now onto the movie where Zac Efron is back, and no, it's not another High School Musical movie, it is 17 again, and after 20 years of regret and reflection, the grown-up Zac decides he'd rather be 17 again, back in high school and making different choices.
No way, it's freaking me out.
It's freaking me out! I'm Hugh Bethan! This is my chance to have my life over, but to do it right! I'm going back to high school, man!
Don't even think about sucking me into it with you.
I'm here to enroll my son.
This isn't your normal back-in-time kind of movie. You know, Zac goes back to the age of 17, but everyone else stays exactly the same, which means he's in high school with his own son and daughter. A little word for everyone, including the audience. You know, it's kind of a slow builder, as they say, not too entertaining, until they get to the action where Zac thinks he needs to set everything straight in his kids' lives while trying to avoid a divorce with his wife. You know, that is his wife and his grown-up self, not his 17-year-old self. Well, one of the weirdest parts for me, though, was the guy that they have playing Zac's grown-up self. It's Matthew Perry. And no offense to Matthew at all, but seriously, I just don't think that's what Zac's gonna look like when he's all grown up. You know, I think I would have picked someone like maybe, say, Russell Crowe. Oh yeah, Russell Crowe, he stars in the other movie this week. Well, that completely explains why they picked Matthew Perry, right? Well, anyway, on our Movie Night Traffic Light, 17 again is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.